on the Chevy Silverado celebrity headset right down on the field. As we said, a Dodger player at any moment could come on.
And this is that moment.
Here he is, CT3.
Oh, yeah.
He's known for his speed, his abilities.
His beard.
His good looks.
Yeah, certain someone's wife has taken a fancy to
him. She has.
Yeah.
Try not to make that an uncomfortable thing as they're standing down there together.
There is that.
But he's joining us right now in the Chevy Silverado celebrity headset, Matt.
It's Chris Taylor. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's up?
You sit up in a suite watching you take some batting practice. What's happening with you? How is this dominant run that you guys have been on for all 25 dudes in the clubhouse? What's it been like?
It's been a lot of fun, you know, very relaxed. It's always nice when you're winning. Things seem to come a little easier, and, you know, I think it's just good vibes in the clubhouse. Everybody's happy, playing well, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Now, obviously, you've seen a lot of success here individually, and you've seen the team have a lot of success since you've been here. This year, I'm not sure if it feels any different. I know every year it's a little bit different, but I mean, it's not even June. We're sitting here at May 31st. How do you keep the fall in mind? How do you keep September in mind and keep the perspective of what's going on right now?
You know, we're not really thinking about that far ahead. You know, we're just trying to, you know, take it one game at a time and play good baseball right now. And hopefully things line up for us to be in a good spot come October.
But when they say, like, hey, man, Ryu's the best pitcher in the world, Bellinger's the best player in the world, how do you keep those guys from getting the big hit, Taylor? You know what I'm asking.
We keep those guys humble. Don't worry.
All right.
Now, when you we hear this sometimes, that when you have a lineup where anyone can do damage on any given night, one of you guys can lift the team if need be. Does that really make your at-bats any different? Does that really kind of make it feel like there is less pressure on you? How does that work when you do have a lineup like the one you're in right now?
I think so. You know, you don't have to go up there and press. Like you have to get the job done. You go up there, have a good at-bat, and, you know, if they're not throwing to you, you know the next guy in line is going to get the job done. So, I think our strength has always been our depth, top to bottom, and there's no holes in our lineup. So, it's been working for us recently.
What do you remember? Because it's College World Series time. You played college ball. Some of the guys on the team come straight from high school. A lot of you come from college, and you were one of the men that was able to experience the College World Series. What do you remember about that, and what is it like as an amateur at a college making that run to Omaha?
It's exciting. You know, some of my closest friends, I grew up playing with in college, and, I don't think you get to feel, that closeness and that camaraderie like you do on a college baseball team. And to be able to get to the highest level of college, going to the College World Series in Omaha, and feel the electricity of that city, and, how excited everybody is for baseball, and really play on the national stage for the first time in your baseball career is, a moment you'll never forget.
Hey, when are you going to start wearing your chain out, like really out, like Verdugo? Whenever you started thinking about, I mean, the jewelry district's right downtown. You can get down there and get a sweet chain, Taylor. We know you're not broke. How come you don't wear a sweet chain?
I don't think I can pull it off.
Dude,
you, can totally
you think
pull
Verdugo
it off.
Can pull it off? Look at him. He's got cornrows
you
out there.
Totally
he looks like
pull
a clown.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I can get like a little mini one. I start with that.
Like a silvery chain?
Like, how about the swords, the Virginia Cavalier swords,
oh,
some swashbuckling
yeah.
swords to put around that neck of yours, huh?
Yeah, rep the cat.
Exactly.
You get a little orange blue on my neck.
Exactly. See, yeah. Now we're talking.
Let's go hoops.
Let's spitball this thing. We'll get it put together.
We'll take you down to the jury district, Taylor. You need an outing. You haven't gone Hollywood enough.
Hey, I need fashion advice, so I'm open to it.
There you go. See, we'll take them down to the jewelry district and get it cracking.
Done.
All right. Well, hey, look out for Gabe Kapler tonight down there, Taylor. He's super swole.
He'll find me, I'm sure.
Dude,
I still got to find Gabe.
He's been doing decline bench down there looking for you for the last 2 hours.
Does he have a shirt off out
yes,
here?
Yes, he does.
What and do you think?
He's all oiled up, so make sure you got your sunglasses on.
All right. I'll
Chris,
keep an
thank
eye
you, man. Good luck go. And have a great night tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Chris Taylor, Dodger infielder.